Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm not going to lie to you guys, I had an entire other episode planned for this week. And last night and this morning, all I could think about was coming out with one single episode, kind of talking to my younger self, also talking to you guys, a large group of people that I know is going to resonate with this. I just know that if you clicked on this video, on this episode, there is a part of you that has this notion that you need to have everything figured out in order for you to reach the goals and in order for you to finally start living your dream life. I know because I am her, or at least I once was. And that part of me will always exist, but the new version of me and the new mindset will overpower her every single time. I don't know where along the way we've been taught or where we've developed this belief that we need to have it all figured out. Just in general, but also that we need to kind of be perfect. We need to be executing perfect. We need to skip no days in order for us to get that life that we've been dreaming of. All right, let me just step it back and give you my story a bit and give you my credentials. Like, why should you even be listening to me? So since a very young age, I loved to work. Although I do believe that it came majority from like not feeling good enough or not feeling like it was ever enough. So I was constantly busy. Since I was like 15, 16, I had so many jobs, so many side hustles. First, I made a nail business and then I started reselling clothes and then I started flipping furniture and then I worked at a clothing store, then an ice cream shop. Then I was a photo booth assistant. Then I had an online job filling out Excel sheets for a company. And then I was modeling on the side, all of that before I even graduated from high school. Yes, a part of me loves business, loves growth, loves to make money, but it became kind of obsessive. I was striving for something, but I don't think I really knew what I was striving for. And when I look back, all those little things that I did, all of the stress that I put on myself, it wasn't coming from a place of love. Did I learn a lot? Did I experience a lot? Did it help me be who I am today and get to where I am today? Of course. But was my intention in the right place? I don't know. Now, also in high school, specifically in my junior year, I was diagnosed with OCD. And that was a really rough patch in my life, because although it's something that I don't necessarily deal with today in a way where it affects my day-to-day life consistently, it did for a good 6 months. It was extremely severe. I could not eat. I could not leave my house. And being diagnosed with OCD, I guess, made a lot of sense in a lot of my like compulsive behaviors, a lot of my obsessive tendencies, and a lot of my perfectionist tendencies. And then alongside OCD, I had such a dark past with food and eating disorders, trigger warning, but just like EDs in general. I was super type A, super obsessive with my schedule. And all of this kind of just stemmed from a feeling of not feeling good enough. The OCD and the EDs would act up when I felt completely out of control and I would just try to find something else to control. And it was always coupled with beating myself up, with nothing ever being enough, and with an extreme fear of the judgment of other people. If you're someone who identifies as a perfectionist, I'm gonna need you to reel it back and we're gonna get real right now. You are not a perfectionist because you like to see things in order or you like to go things your way or whatever other story you tell yourself. I can almost guarantee you, and like, take it how you want it, but I can almost guarantee you that you are a perfectionist because you fear the judgment of other people. And if you take that defensive or if you don't resonate with that, I want you to think for yourself and be totally honest with yourself. When you see yourself acting up as a perfectionist or thinking that you need to have everything together or thinking that you need to be great and big or you won't be seen, what is the underlying reason for that? When you really get down to it, when you really get down to the fear of not achieving everything you want to achieve, of not doing things exactly how they need to be done, of not doing things perfectly the first time, what's the fear that's behind that? Because for a lot of you, it is going to be the eyes of other people. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because think about it, it is a primal instinct. Back in the days, if we were not accepted by our tribe, they would literally let us go and leave us alone to die, because we would die without our tribe. So it's not a bad thing, but it's just something to be aware of. And you can let yourself know that you don't need the constant acceptance from other people anymore, because we no longer gather in tribes and it is 2025. So fast forward to the end of high school to going into my freshman year of college. I got into UGC, which is basically like making content and ads for other companies. companies, as well as content creation. And that was doing really good for me. It still does. In my first year of university, I made my legal business and I was making a bunch of money being a student full-time as well and just having social life and working. I literally never had a moment to breathe. And that all came back to me when I started having severe gut issues that were almost entirely induced by stress. And there came a point in my second year of university where I literally could not do anything. My gut was so bad, but mentally I was so burnt out after the years, and a lot of emotions that I tried to cover up with being productive came to the surface. I was a definition of crashing out. Like, I literally crashed out. There's no other way for me to put it. Not only was my gut so bad that I feel like I couldn't eat anything or I would be in dire pain, I was constantly bleeding down there, TMI, but I mentally just froze. I stopped working. My accounts went into negatives. I was literally making negative money. My content wasn't fulfilling anymore. I had no idea what it was that I really wanted to do long term and how I was going to get out of this cycle of not feeling good enough, but at the same time feeling like I couldn't stop working, but at the same time knowing the life that I want for myself and knowing that I want this big grand life and I want to have all these achievements and I want to feel good about the things that I've gotten done, but I also want to feel accepted by people and I also just want to feel seen. And it was just this whole mumbo jumbo mess. And I had to put everything on pause. And I worked on myself. And I started sitting in silence. And I started being real. I started asking myself where these feelings were really coming from. Where my productivity, my workaholism was actually coming from. I want you to picture this. All of those ambitions you have, all of those goals you have, it's 5 years from now. And you're living them, but you're not living them for the accolades or for other people's smiles and claps and acceptance and praise. You are genuinely happy and you are living life for you. You can say no to people when you want. You can go up and take a flight and go travel when you want. You are living in a way that supports you, where you have rest, where you have work that's fulfilling, where you have genuine people around you, where you have an amazing love life, where you feel safe, where you feel heard, where you know how to put your boundaries without guilt, where you don't have an endless to-do list, where you can actually finish the few quality tasks every single day and go to bed at night feeling good about yourself, where you can allow yourself to mess up, to learn, and therefore come out stronger. And you know what? You are living this life. You have these main goals, whether it's being in your femininity, whether it's being abundant with money, whether it's living in your dream city, in your dream relationship with your dream friends. And guess what? You're still not perfect. You still eat junk food sometimes. You still skip the gym sometimes. You still crash out sometimes. You still cry. You still get mad, you still have outbursts, you still get your period cramps, you still let other people down sometimes, you still upset other people, but yet you're still making the money that you want to make. You're still content 90% of the time. Yeah, you have arguments with your partner, but you're still in your dream relationship. Yeah, you might have communication problems with your friends sometimes, but you still have amazing, strong friendships. Take it from me, you do not need to have it all figured out in order for you to live your dream life. Right now, I'm 21, turning 22. I am young. I just graduated from university and I have my career figured out. I make enough money to travel, to pay my employees, to have fun. I am in a career that genuinely fulfills me. I understand my purpose. I have amazing friendships. I'm super consistent with my health, at least most of the time. I have a great family life. And on top of that, I am far from perfect. I still struggle with OCD from time to time. I still struggle with EDs. Not as intense, thank God, because we've worked on it, but it's still there. I still crash out all the time. I still upset people. I still disappoint people. And I still reach my goals. That loop of you thinking that you have to have your life figured out in order for you to achieve XYZ, it's gonna keep you stuck and it's simply false. You know what's another big thing? Is thinking that you will be able to achieve your goals once you get rid of all these bad thoughts in your head, like all the limiting beliefs and all the self-doubt. It's not true. All of those successful people that you look up to, they have those thoughts as well. They have their downfalls as well. They have their flaws as well, but they just didn't let that stop them. Another big thing that I knew I always wanted to share on my platform is the notion that you cannot be successful at a young age or that certain things are for certain ages. I'm so happy that I did not listen to that when I was younger, because I would not be where I am today. It does not matter what age you are or what stage of life you're in. You can achieve anything you want to achieve. You just need three things, which we're going to talk about at the end. But don't let age get in the way. Don't let your limiting beliefs get in the way. Don't let your flaws, mental problems, physical problems get in the way. Don't wait to be perfect. perfect to start, because you're never going to be perfect. How I like to think of it is I like to take all my limiting beliefs, all my anxieties, all my little depression thoughts, all of my flaws, everything, and I put it in an invisible purse and I carry it with me as I go about life and go accomplishing my goals. I'm not waiting for me to be perfect. I'm not waiting for those things to leave. I'm not waiting for the negativity to finally leave my brain. I just say, you know what? You don't want to go? Come with me. Because there's always two sides to the story and there's always two voices in your brain. The one telling you you're not good enough and that little tiny voice that may seem so faint, but the one that's saying, if they could do it, I can do it. And anything I set my mind to, I will achieve. And even if that little positive voice seems so overpowered, it is a choice to choose that voice. Don't fight the negative voices. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk until they're tired of talking. And even if they never get tired of talking, still choose that positive voice. Even if you resonate more with the one that's telling you that you're not good enough, that you have to get X, Y, and Z so that you can achieve this goal, I don't care. You take that thought in your purse with you and you keep it pushing. If there is just one thing I can leave you with today, let it be the fact that you are going to achieve everything and you are going to get to your dream life. And once you get to the top, you're still going to be flawed. And that's okay. Because people who are perfect are boring anyways. They're not relatable. It's a little bit harder to be empathetic because they can't really relate. We all need some spice. Do not wait to be perfect. All that matters is that you get there. So however you get there, whether it's flawed, whether it's broken, whether it's negative, you are going to get there. That's all that matters. And who you become along the way, of course. But realistically, as a former perfectionist, and ambitious one at that, the best thing that you can do for yourself is let it go, as hard as that is. Or I guess instead of letting it go, more so carrying those negative thoughts and those perfectionist thoughts in your purse with you and just pushing the other way instead. And doing it badly, that is one thing that has changed the game for me. I think a couple years ago I had heard it on like a TEDx talk, and the girl's like, as a perfectionist, like I would get anxiety of starting things, so I wanted to do it perfect, blah blah blah, but instead I would just tell myself, do it badly. So now whenever I'm scared to start something, I'm scared that I won't do something good enough, I'm just like, okay Mia, just do it badly, you can always go back and fix it. So that is a super helpful tip. But as I was saying, realistically, all you really need is three things. For whatever it is that you wish to have, number one, you need the desire. I promise you, if the desire was put in your heart, it's because you can achieve it. It's because you have the ability. I don't care what anyone says, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, if that desire was put into your heart by them, by yourself, by however you want to word it, if the desire is there, you have the ability, point blank. Number two, you need belief. You need to believe that you can achieve it. And honestly, my favorite way of believing is to find somebody else who has kind of a similar story to me, who has what I want. And I'm like, okay, if I know what I know about the world, I know what I know about the universe, and if one person can have it, then the other person can have it. I know that there is a way for me to get that thing. I know that there is a way for me to be better. I know that there is a way for me to heal. I know that there is a way for me to make X amount of money. I know that there is a way for me to achieve this success, because this person can do it. Why can't I? And I know that if I have the desire, I have the ability. So I believe that I can do it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And number three is systems. Like I'll say 1,000 times, you don't need to have it all figured out. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfectly consistent for you to get that goal. You don't need a perfect amount of discipline or motivation. What you really need is a system. For any goal you have, do not rely on motivation. Maybe don't even rely on discipline. If you can rely on one thing, rely on the system. And one thing about me, I will tweak my systems as much as I need to, but the goal will never change. In fact, every single Sunday, I will reflect and I'll think back, okay, what worked last week? What didn't? What was I not able to keep up with? What just like didn't feel right and what did? And I will tweak my routines. I will tweak my habit tracker. I will tweak my systems like in according to that. That way, my routines and my days are kind of almost always aligned with the season of life I'm in, and I'm constantly learning about what works for me. And that's why I'm able to achieve my goals, because it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to be rigid. The plan does not need to be executed exactly how I thought it was going to be executed. What matters is I just get there, and that's about it. You just need the desire, the belief, and a good system. I hope this helped you. I hope you learned something from this episode. If you think it would be helpful to somebody else, definitely feel free to share it. It helps me a lot, as well as liking this if you liked it, of course. Definitely subscribe, follow to hear more from me. I come out with episodes every single week, available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts. Definitely reach out to me on socials. They're always linked in the show notes or in the description box. I love talking to you guys. It seriously makes my day, and I'm super active. That's all. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.